This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2239. Love learning English expressions? That's what we're here for. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Helping a friend who needs you in any given moment is one of the best ways to build connection. Today, learn trendy new things to say in English when you want to offer your help.
This episode is brought to you by CarMax. Boldly searching for your next used vehicle? With CarMax, you don't have to settle on anything when it comes to your ride. Instead, steer clear of the ordinary and buy the car that's right for you. Because CarMax makes it easy to stop settling and find a car you'll love today. Start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Hi, Aubrey. I'm doing great. How's everything going with you?
Excellent. It's, you know, what about you? Any fun plans coming up?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm going to the mountains tonight. But what about you, Aubrey? Anything fun coming up in your world?
I'm about to head up to Idaho for the summer. It's way too hot here in Arizona, and I'm not here for it.
I see. You're not here for it, meaning you won't be here for it? Or, okay, now I'm confused.
This is an interesting chunk, right? It means I don't like it. I don't want to do it. This is a fun, trendy new phrase to say you're here for something or not here for it. If you like it or don't like it. So that's what we're talking about today.
So you're not talking about physical location, right? No. We're talking about more like in your mind. Are you here? Are you ready? Are you available?
Right. Are you here for it? Yeah, it's kind of a strange phrase because you would think it means I'm physically here for it. No, just means I don't like it. I'm not here for it. Or I do like it. I'm here for it.
Ooh, I'm really excited. We're getting into this. If for nothing else, then just to avoid confusion. Right?
Exactly.
Where are you? You're here. You're there. I don't know. Understand what you're doing this summer. I'm very confused.
Exactly. For sure.
Yeah. You guys hit the follow button.
Be sure to hit follow. Yes. Yeah, guys, we just recently did an episode of other ways to say you really love something. You're passionate about something. Yes. This is a little bit related, right? These fun, interesting, trendy new ways to say I'm here for it. And we use this a few different ways.
Yes, I can't wait to get into this. Lately, especially this summer, we're showing you a lot of trendy slang, right? It's like the summer of trends. So let's get into this one for today.
Awesome. So our first one is here for. You can say this to say you approve of something or you like it or enjoy it. For example, I might say, you've been cooking spicy food lately and I'm here for it. It means like, I approve. I have been really loving it.
Yeah. And it probably implies that you're also tasting it and benefiting from it, enjoying it, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
And we often use this as a response. Let's do a little mini role play to show how that works. Okay.
I was thinking we'd pack a lunch for a hike.
Fun. I'm here for it.
Okay. So basically you're saying I'm open to it.
Yeah. And much more positive. I feel like it's like, I'm in. I love it, right? I'm here for it. You wouldn't say I'm here for it if it's like, I'm open to that.
Okay, got it. Depends on tone of voice, of course, but
sure. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, if you were to say, like, if you wanted to just kind of say you were open to it, if you're like, okay, I'm here for it, that still, I think, would be strange, right? It implies that you're 100% on board if you say, I'm here for it.
So this is an all-in thing.
All in.
This is the kind of thing we don't advise. If you feel neutral, if you just feel, okay, I don't have any better ideas, so yes.
Exactly. If someone asks you to go on a road trip and you're like, I'm here for it, then if you back out later, you're like, I didn't really want, then were you lying? You sent me mixed messages.
People won't trust you if your actions don't line up with your words, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Then number two, here for whatever. Let's talk about this one.
Yeah. So this means you are willing to help or do whatever is needed. So for example, you know, you might say, if you need help planning the wedding, I'm here for whatever. So this is a chunk that means I'm willing to do whatever you need help with.
Love it. All right, cool. So just kind of, what are some other scenarios where someone might ask for, moving?
Yes, right?
Moving's a good one.
You say, hey, if you need help moving, I'm here for whatever.
Oh,
and then
God.
We also often use this as a response. Let's do another little role play here. I'll start us out.
Okay. Yeah.
Could you help me decorate for my daughter's graduation party?
For sure. I'm here for whatever. Good.
Nice. So
kind of saying like, I'm your friend. I'm going to help you out no matter what you need.
Right? Exactly. Like I can do whatever you need help with. This is just a very native, natural chunk to, instead of saying, yes, I can help however you need me. You can also say that, right? Or you can say, I'm here for whatever.
Yeah. And when it comes to wedding planning or being in a wedding, that's the standard attitude for, you know, groomsmen and bridesmaids, that sort of thing. Being here for whatever, always for having whatever. That attitude, anything the bride asks.
Exactly.
You want to express that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Good. Is the English glass ceiling holding you back from success at work? There's an invisible barrier where even if you are qualified and talented, your English skills could still hold you back from assignments, promotions, raises, and more. Let's get you the opportunities you deserve. Let's improve your career English together with the Connection Method. In just a few days, we'll have a special offer on our Business English course that will help you solve this problem. Listen to this show next week to find out how to join us. Thank you. Okay, Aubrey, next one. What is it?
So this is using here for it in the negative to say you're not here for something. This means you do not like, you do not approve, you do not enjoy. I might say my kids have been so picky lately and I am not here for it. Means I'm really not enjoying it.
Is this another slang that started with all the slang expressions? They start with teenagers. Did this start with the teens or where do we think? We don't know. When did you start hearing this, Aubrey?
I've been hearing this for a while, but it could be teenagers, TikTok, right?
TikTok.
Podcasts, I hear it a lot on. So this has definitely been adopted more regularly, but it could have started. I feel like a lot of slang starts with teens.
That's so funny. Here's another one. My neighbor is always wanting to gossip. I'm not really here for it. So nice intonation.
I don't really like it. I don't approve. I don't feel good about it. It's a much more natural way to say that. I'm not here for it.
I'm not really here for it. You know, showing your skepticism in your voice there would be really key. Right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So this is a really good one. I feel like I hear this a lot on pop culture podcasts. If they're talking about a movie that they didn't really like, you know, they'd be like, I went to Barbie. I'm not here for it. And they just mean I didn't like it. I didn't approve.
And it also has a connotation that most of the culture did like it. Like most people liked Barbie and you're saying it's not for me. So I'm seeing everyone is loving this movie, but I'm just not here for it. So it's more than just the movie, right? It's the response to the movie and the movie. It's like the piece of content and the society's response. I'm
for
just not here for it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you could use it for both. If there were a movie that nobody liked, you could also be like, I wasn't here for it, or I'm not here for it. And it just means like, I also didn't like it. Right.
Got it. Okay, good. What's next?
All right. So this next one, the last one, is to say, that's what I'm here for. And this has a little bit of a different meaning. It means that whoever's speaking is happy to help, happy to assist, but they're sort of saying like, that's why I came, whatever they're being asked to do. Like, that's why I came, right? So mini role play here. Start us out, Lindsay.
All right. Hey, thanks for the advice.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Right?
So it's like, we came to chat about something. You're thanking me for advice. I'm like, that's why I'm here. And we'll say, that's what I'm here for.
This is my job as your friend, right? Basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
And that one's not really trendy or slangy.
It's kind of a chunk that's been around for a while, I think. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Love that. Good. Okay. Let's go into a role play. Ready?
Yes. I'm helping a friend move in this role play. I'll start us out.
Okay.
She's donating all this stuff.
Yes. She did a great job decluttering. I'm here for it.
Hey, can you put these boxes in your trunk?
Oh, no problem. That's what I'm here for.
Same. I'm here for whatever. I'll load up these bags.
Jeez. I see how this could be confusing, right?
Yes, right? All of these, as I started to plan these and was seeing all of these chunks that we use with here for, but yes, they do all have a little bit of a different meaning, and it yes would be very easy to mix them up.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So the first thing I said was, yeah, you said she's donating all this stuff. I said, yes, she did a good job decluttering. I'm here for it. Or you could just say, and I'm here for it. Just make that one sentence.
And
if you
I'm here for it. Totally. And it just means like you're impressed. She's able to like declutter and get rid of all of the stuff. You approve. You're impressed by it.
Yeah. And maybe there's a connotation again that there was kind of a lot of stuff before.
Could be, right? She needed to declutter.
Something big that's happening. Yeah. It matters.
For sure. And then you said, that's what I'm here for when I asked you to like load boxes in your trunk, right? So you're just saying like, yep, I'm here to help. Happy to do anything I can to help.
Yeah, that's the one that's a little bit more straightforward, less trendy. And then here comes the trendiness again, right? Same. I'm here for whatever, right?
Exactly. Just meaning like happy to help in any way I can.
Good. What's the takeaway on this one?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, being willing to help or assist, right, friends, is one of the best ways to connect. There are so many times in my life where I've been so grateful that someone did help me move, help with a wedding, right? And that really creates these connections. And having these chunks, these phrases to say, to very lightheartedly let someone know you're willing to help is vital.
Oh my gosh, it's huge. Being willing to help, just, you know, being generous with your time. It's not always about money or giving people things. It's about being generous with your time, because you know you'll be in a position one day, and not just for that reason, because it feels good to help someone that we care about. Right.
Oh, for sure. Right. It is often about time. If you are willing to give that time, spend that time with someone, that sends such a powerful message that you care about them.
100%. 100%. So guys, now you have the vocabulary. When you're in that situation, you're ready to give your time or your energy, go for it. Love it. Build the connections. All right, Upri.
Absolutely.
Great stuff. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.
Right. Thanks, Lindsay. Bye. Right.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.